The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When Jesus had driven out a demon, some of the crowd said, "By the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he drives out demons." Others, to test him, asked him for a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebul that I drive out demons. If I then drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man fully armed guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. When an unclean spirit goes out of someone, it roams through arid regions searching for rest, but finding none, it says, 'I shall return to my home from which I came.' But upon returning, it finds it swept clean and put in order. Then it goes and brings back seven other spirits, more wicked than itself, who move in and dwell there. And the last condition of that man is worse than the first." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. These are the words of our Lord. In short, this means that unity is very important in the life of the church. The kingdom of God, which is present in and through the church, if it is divided against itself, cannot stand. This is why we pray for unity at every Mass and why the papacy is so important. It's because the papacy itself is the visible unity of the body of Christ, the Church. Throughout all of history, it is the Bishop of Rome, the successor of St. Peter, who has always been looked to for clarity in doctrine and unity in worship. It is to Peter and his successors that our Lord has given the keys of authority to bind and loose. It is to Peter and his successors, then, that our Lord is entrusted with the unity of the church. Questions that we must ask ourselves today is, have I built up the unity of the church? Or have I caused division by speaking poorly of this pope or past popes, by second-guessing teachings that Peter or his successors have promulgated and officially taught, by giving bad example? As Catholics, we owe obedience to the pope and his successors, regardless of whether or not we agree with how they teach or their approach. To help build up the unity in the church, this means we must work against all forms of division, whatever it may be, whether it's in worship or doctrine or the approach to different nuanced approaches to different issues that pop up in society. We have to work against even looking like we're divided. In the media, there's a lot of In Catholic media especially, there's a lot of division on both sides, and it's detrimental to the church. And it looks, from the outside looking in, it looks terrible. And so it's our job then to try and help correct this and help build up that unity that is so necessary in the church, that Christ himself prayed for again and again and again. My brothers and sisters, a house divided against itself cannot stand. We will one day see our Lord face to face, and when that time comes, we will have to give an account for anything and everything we have done. So again, we have to ask ourselves, what have I done to build up the unity of the church?